Hi, this is Milo from Let's Talk in English, and welcome to the second episode of this podcast. Today, I will be talking about how to learn English a little bit more effectively. So the first step is to realize that less is actually often more. Now, speaking about vocabulary, rather than learning dozens, if not hundreds, of expressions at the same time, learn just a few. Choose only those that are relevant and or interesting expressions to you, all right? So for example, if you know that you are not interested in law and it is not relevant to you, why would you really learn things, you know, about that unless you really need them, right? So choose just those things that are truly relevant to you. It'll make things a lot easier. Once you have picked your expressions and you know what you want to learn, you need to incorporate them into active speech. Now that's a little bit easier said than done. So basically, you really, really need to do two things, I think. The first one is to use your own definitions, because you need to remember those words, right? And it may be a little bit different for everyone, of course, so pick whatever works for you the best. But in general, the way I learn new expressions is by defining them with my own words. So, for example, the word ambivalent means having mixed feelings about something or somebody. Now, knowing that, it's a lot easier for me to pick that expression whenever I need it. So I use my own definitions of these words and I write them down. I usually have a sheet of paper right next to me in my classroom anyway. And whenever I come across an expression that I find interesting and relevant, I then write it down and I write the definition in English, of course, right next to it. That is absolutely crucial for me and it helps me to learn those expressions much faster. Plus, there is no deadline for me anyway, so it's not like I actually have to know those expressions tomorrow. Now, the second thing to do is to make it fun for yourselves. I do it, and I think you should do it too, because learning requires lots and lots of time and energy, and really, it's a never-ending process. If you want to advance in your English, you must invest a lot of time in it, and therefore energy. So make it worthwhile, really, and make it fun. Because when you think about it, if you didn't enjoy it, how long would you be able to do it? Because it wouldn't bear the fruits, the yield would be so bad, you would probably feel down about yourself, and that would be a shame, really. Now, obviously, there might be, well, I should say maybe, some points at which you will actually need to learn. Now, I think you should learn only if you have to. Right? The rest really should be fun. So if you enjoy watching videos, listening to podcasts, all this kind of stuff, don't make yourself do it, really. You know, just want to do it and then do it. And hey, it's fine, you know, to pause in the middle of it. I sometimes listen to different podcasts, right? And sometimes I listen to an episode and then in the middle of it, I realize that I don't actually like it, that it's not giving me what I want. And so I just stop listening to it and I move on. So nothing wrong with that, of course, unless it's my podcast. And in videos, don't be afraid to use subtitles, English subtitles preferably, whenever they are available, and of course only if they are truly needed. So if there is an expression you do not understand, because I don't know, the person's got a really strong accent or whatever, then use those subtitles, switch them on, they're there, right? And take the expression, see if you can understand it, learn it, write it down if you have to, and then incorporate it into your speech. Now, incorporating something into your speech, into your active speech, is easier said than done, I think, partly because you have to think about it. So first of all, you need to learn the expression. Once you've actually reliably learned the expression, it's time to start using it. And I think the best way to do so is simply by actually talking, by creating those situations in which you can use that particular expression, or whenever the situation occurs. Even if it means to correct yourself on the fly. I mean, say you want to use ambivalent, having mixed feelings about something or somebody, right? So instead of saying, I've got mixed feelings about it, once you've actually said that, and then you realize that you could have said ambivalent, correct yourself, nothing wrong with that. So just say, I mean ambivalent feelings, not having mixed feelings, but ambivalent. That's the expression I wanted to use. Moving on to the next point, I think repeating and imitating is a very, very interesting thing to do. So pick interestingly sounding or useful expressions that you hear or read or whatever, and just use them, really. So it's sort of similar to what I've just talked about, right? Because you need to incorporate it into your active speech. I think it might be quite interesting to pick someone's favorite, like an actress, presenter, I don't know, anyone like that, and try to talk like them a bit, you know. It should help you pick on their accent, it should help you with your pronunciation a bit, and you know, you should be able to pick how they chain the words together and how they stress words. Now, stress is something I will definitely want to talk about at some point on my podcast, and chaining as well, of course. So try to imitate those things, and over some time, you should be able to see some results. Now, I often associate expressions with particular moments or scenes or scents and so on. I've got lots and lots of expressions from different films, series, videos and so on. And I remember those particular scenes in which I learned it. Now, and every time I need to use those expressions or idioms, I sort of recall the scene. It's just automatic. I don't really need to think about it at all. But it's really, really useful, right? So I can pin down the particular moment when I actually learned it. And not that it's relevant, but it helps me to remember it really, really easily. So I think something like that might work out for you quite well too. Give it a try and see for yourselves. You know, the easiest thing you can actually do to work on your English, be it grammar, pronunciation, or accent, anything in any way, is by recording yourself. Now, it's a thing a lot of people don't do, at least to my understanding. And it's for free. Come on, people, you know, it's for free. And it's the easiest thing in the world you can do, right? Now, over time, it'll allow you to build up a collection for your reference. So, say you begin now, and in a month's time, you will have a few recordings, right? And by the end of the year, you'll have so many recordings that you'll be able to just go back and play it and maybe hear your mistakes, you know. Because you shouldn't only record yourself, but you should analyze your mistakes, right? So, for example, you say something and then you realize you actually got it wrong, right? So, why did I get it wrong? Think about it. You know, pause and think. Analyze. So, did you get it wrong because you didn't know the grammar? Did you get it wrong because you just mispronounced it? Or did you get it wrong because you were trying to talk too fast and you just made a mistake? Because whenever you talk a little bit faster, the chances of making a mistake increase. And that brings me to my final point today, and that's, of course, to correct yourself on the fly. So, if you make a mistake, you're talking somewhere, you're having a presentation, right? Or you're having a sales pitch or whatever, it doesn't matter. And suddenly you realize you've just made a mistake, right? So what do you do? Do you just ignore it? Do you just pretend that nothing's happened and, you know, the world just goes on? No, of course not. You correct yourself, right? Because you need to correct yourself. It's not as much for the other people as it is for you. Now, I've been doing this my whole life. And believe me when I tell you, no one really cares if you make a mistake there. But you should. You really, really should. Because you want to improve your English. Those people, they don't care, but you do. And so, yeah, do correct your mistakes on the fly. And of course, remember that and avoid them, right? It'll help you to avoid those mistakes in the future. That's all I wanted to talk about today. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave your comments below and use the LTIN hashtag so I could find you. Bye.